はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようボゴタ、
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 120. As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Alright, we are back with part 3 of our sister's sisters, brothers, 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 brothers 2. Natsuko-san, did that make sense to you?
I'm lost.
Last Thursday, in lesson 117, we introduced sister's sisters, two sisters having an informal conversation. We followed that up this week with brothers, brothers on Tuesday, beginner lesson number 118. Now, in lesson 120, it's still brothers, brothers, but the older brother's friend is coming by to see him.
Oh, I see.
Now, again, extremely informal Japanese, and judging by this Japanese, one can tell that they are extremely good friends of the same age and social status. Probably they went to elementary school, junior high, and high school together.
I see. Yeah, so they are really close friends.
Really close friends. And that's why, because we're continuing on with imperatives, today we're going to be looking at class 2 and class 3 imperatives. So the fact that they're using imperatives with each other shows that they're extremely good friends. Again, when using imperatives, you have to be extremely careful. We don't recommend you using this imperative because it's extremely strong, unless you have an extremely good grasp of the language. With that said, let's get into today's conversation.
来てくれてありがとう。お兄ちゃんを助けてあげて。セージ。セージ。いるのか？入るよ。やっぱりいた。
やあ、どうも、ケンタ。
まったく、まだこの部屋にこもってるのか。一ヶ月も経っているのに、しっかりしろよ。この部屋は汚すぎる。
いやあ、まだ気持ちの整理がつかなくて。まだ時間かかるよ。
ほら、鏡で自分を見ろよ。
見たくない。
じゃあ、これでもかぶれ。
おお、冷て。ありがとう。おかげで目が覚めたよ。よし、彼女を取り戻しに行くぞ。
懲りないやつだな、お前は。
あ、すいません。
もう一度、お願いします。ゆっくり、お願いします。来てくれて、ありがとう。お兄ちゃんを、助けてあげて。セイジ、セイジ、いるのか？入るよ。やっぱりいた。
やあ、どうも、ケンタ。
まったく、まだこの部屋にこもってるのか。一ヶ月も経っているのに、しっかりしろよ。この部屋は汚すぎる。
いや、まだ気持ちの整理がつかなくて、まだ時間かかるよ。
ほら、鏡で自分を見ろよ。
見たくない。
じゃあ、これでもかぶれ。
うわ、冷てえ。ありがとう。おかげで目が覚めたよ。よし。彼女を取り戻しに行くぞ。
懲りないやつだな、お前は。
あ、すみません。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
来てくれてありがとう。
Thanks for coming.
お兄ちゃんを助けてあげて。
Please help my big brother.
セージ、セージ、いるのか？入るよ。
Seiji, Seiji, you there? I'm coming in.
やっぱりいた。
So you are here.
やあ、どうも、ケンタ。
Hey, how's it going, ケンタ?
まったく、まだこの部屋にこもってるのか。一ヶ月も経っているのに。
Unbelievable! You're still holed up in this room? It's already been a month.
しっかりしろよ。この部屋は汚すぎる。
Pull yourself together. This room is too messy.
いや、まだ気持ちの整理がつかなくて、まだ時間かかるよ。
Well, I haven't been able to sort things out yet. It'll take more time.
ほら、鏡で自分を見ろよ。
Hey, look at yourself in the mirror.
見たくない。
I don't want to.
じゃあ、これでもかぶれ。
Then take this.
おお、冷て。
Ah, it's cold.
ありがとう。おかげで目が覚めたよ。よし、彼女を取り戻しに行くぞ。
Thanks. It woke me up. All right, I'm going to get her back.
懲りないやつだな、お前は。
You just never learn, do you?
あ、すいません。
Oh, sorry. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
いい友達がいて羨ましいですね。
English, please.
It's good to have such a good friend.
Yeah, that is nice. But then, vice versa. The good friend, it's not good that he has such a bad friend. such a troublesome friend. He wanted to go back to her. Natsuko-san, what do you think about that?
Well, personally, it's unbelievable to be locked up in a room for 1 month just because of a girl.
I think 1 month on the conservative side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, Yoshi-san, any input here?
Well, you know, this whole conversation is kind of sad.
Sad, yeah.
Because, like, the girl wasn't really dating another guy, but he didn't know. And he got locked up in the room for a month.
That's the best part of the story.
Best part? You know, he didn't even check up.
Right? He should have followed up.
Yeah.
So he deserved what he got.
Yeah, all the heating and the water and everything.
So you think the writers went a little too light on him? Well, with that said, there is really good content in this lesson. So what we're going to do here is go through the vocab once, and then we're going to take apart the dialogue. Natsuko-san, first word please.
助ける
To help.
助ける助ける
And this is transitive. Intransitive version is
助かる
Next we have
こもる
Stay locked up in
こもるこもる
Can we get an example sentence here?
自分の殻にこもる
To stay locked up in one shell. To hide in one shell. In Japanese, this is often found in a sentence involving a room. Someone stays in their room for a long period of time. Natsuko-san, can you give us an example?
Yeah, we hear a lot of 引きこもり here, right?
Exactly. Can you tell everyone what that is?
It's mostly about young people staying locked up in a room and doesn't want to communicate with anybody.
They make a month look like child's play.
Yeah.
Months at a block, maybe even years for, in some people's cases.
Yes. And I hear that many of them does communicate online, but not in person.
Yeah. Groceries delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just in their room.
Yes.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Oh, really? ピーター引きこもり?
したいですね。
どうぞ。
Yoshi, stop it. Just stop it.
私たちはいつもスタジオにこもっていますね。
Yep, we're always locked up in the studio.
そうですね。
Natsuko, you're always free. You're the celebrity. You just stop by once in a while.
I'm sorry.
Zurui, you try to.
そんなことないよ。
Get into that sentence. Okay, give us the next one.
しっかり。
Take care to. Now, this is a great word. Natsuko-san, do you know why I love this word so much?
Why?
Because this is the word in every action scene when someone goes down, the hero grabs them, and they say,
しっかりしろ!
That's why. It took me forever to figure out what they were saying, but now that I got it, I just love that word so much.
Hi, Nathan.
しっかり、しっかり。
And how do we turn this into a verb?
しっかりする。
Attach する。Again, this is a する verb. Next we have,
汚い。
Dirty.
Kitanai. Kitanai.
Next we have?
Koriru.
To learn a lesson.
Koriru. Koriru.
And what do we have in today's dialogue?
Korinai.
Never learn. Sounds like somebody in the studio here.
Yes.
Talking about Yoshi-san? Yourself.
Talking about Yoshi-san?
talking about yourself, Peter.
Offending people? You're on a streak, always, man. Two always. Days in a row.
Hey, 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 hey. しっかりしなさい、二人とも。
はい。
Yes, hi. Thank you very much, Natsuko. Feel free to smack. Yoshi.
Hi, 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 hi.
Yes, never learn. We never learn. You know...I've been here a long time and I never heard this. And especially with my personality. You think I would run into this word.
Yes.
Finally.
Finally.
Excellent, excellent vocabulary word. Can you give us an example sentence?
その子供は何度叱っても懲りない。
No matter how many times you yell at that child, he doesn't learn. Your son, 懐かしいですか?
Not so much.
Okay. Final vocab word.
やつ
guy
やつやつ
usually refers to a guy, but sometimes it can refer to things. Now, Natsuko-san, when we use this word, does it have a positive meaning or a bit negative? What kind of meaning, or is there any implications when using this word?
I think it's usually used by men, and it has a bit strong nuance.
Yeah, so it's not polite by any means.
Usually, yes.
So kind of a casual word.
Mm-hmm. So usually used among friends in a very casual situation.
Yeah, not for business meetings or not to refer to some guy.
Yes. So when talking about someone, it must be pretty close relationship.
Exactly. Let's take a look at some of the key points in today's conversation. Yoshi-san, give us the first line, the little brother.
来てくれてありがとう。
Stop right there. Now this, 来てくれてありがとう。This is a really popular construction. It's polite, but a bit on the casual side. And you'll use it over and over with friends.
Yes.
For example, Yoshi-san, thank you for paying for lunch.
おごってくれてありがとう。
Natsuko-san, thank you for the ride to the station.
駅まで送ってくれてありがとう。
Really useful construction. If you can throw this together, you can just change the verb...put it in its te form and attach it to kurete arigato and you are in really good shape.
Right.
This is followed by
お兄ちゃんを助けてあげて。
Here's a young child talking to someone with a higher social status. But in this case, it's usually all right. One, because he's a child. Two, as it's his older brother's best friend, it's apparent they've met before. So he can also speak a bit more casual.As he becomes more intimate.
Right.
What did the young boy leave off here?
ください。
So, in the formal track, which you can find at JapanesePod101.com, he says,
お兄ちゃんを助けてあげてください。
Perfect. Next line we have,
Seiji. Seiji.
His older brother's name is Seiji. So the friend is calling to Seiji.
いるのか?
Here we have an interrogative. In the past, we left off the particle
か
and we had
いるの?
Questions that ended with the particle
の
and with the according intonation. Here, this speaker prefers
いるのか?
To add the particle. So is there anything to this construction?
いるのか is usually used by male, and women doesn't usually use this expression.
Very important point. Then it's followed by
入るよ.
So here he's doing something without permission.Doing something on his own. He had no response. So he's letting the person know and emphasizing it with the ending particle.
よ.
Okay, then he goes into the room and they give each other some greetings. Then we see this construction again, the のか, in the fourth line of the dialogue. When Kenta, the friend's name, asks Seiji, has he been in this room all this time? Natsuko-san, one more time.
まだこの部屋にこもってるのか?
Again, the key point, the ending のか. This is followed by...
1ヶ月も経っているのに。
Even though it's been a month already, let's take a look at the end of this sentence. What's there, Natsuko-san?
のに。
Roughly even though.
Yes.
Kind of emphasizing the fact that something didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natsuko-san, what verb did we use with the passage of time?
たつ。
Break it down.
たつ。たつ。
The particle here we use between the measurement of time and the verb is も。Why do we use も here?
Emphasizing...How long the time was spent.
Now, with this grammatical construction, we don't use the object marker wo, right?
No.
The subject, the time measurement, usually takes a marking particle.
Mm-hmm.
Wa, ga, or mo.
Yes.
Then we have my favorite expression.
しっかりしろよ.
Pull yourself together. And here we have suru. class 3 verb in the imperative form. Natsuko-san, can you finish off what he said?
この部屋は汚すぎる。
Then he responds with,
いやまだ気持ちの整理がつかなくて。
I still haven't come to grips with my feeling. The new vocab word here is
整理
Sort, organize. One time fast.
整理
And notice how this sentence ends in the te form.
つかなくて。
Followed by
まだ時間かかるよ。
To this, Kenta responds,
ほら、鏡で自分を見ろよ。
Here, look at yourself in a mirror. Here we have a class 2 verb in the imperative form. Okay, let's just finish off this conversation.
見たくない。
I don't want to see it.
じゃあ、これでもかぶれ。
Here we have the imperative to wear something on one's head. Next line.
お、冷て。
Here we actually have the adjective for cold.And cold as in cold to the senses, not the weather outside. That would be samui. Here we have cold to the senses. The adjective is actually
冷たい.
But when male speakers speak in casual conversations, when you have the a and the e together, they get contracted into
え.
For example, if we have ta and e, tai. Natsuko-san, please give it to us.
Tai.
When male speakers speak informally, it sometimes gets contracted into
te.
And this has nothing to do with the te form. It's just a phonetic contraction. So Natsuko-san, say you wanted to eat pizza.
Pizza 食べたい.
Yoshi-san?
Pizza 食べて.
Notice the extension there. It's not the short te. It's usually extended. Next we have a very popular construction. You don't want to eat pizza.
Pizza 食べたくない.
Yoshi-san?
Pizza 食べたくね.
That ne, because nai is quite common in Japanese, this is a really popular one. Now, very informal. We don't recommend you throwing this one around unless it is a really good friend. You know, you don't want to get into bad habits. But knowing what's going on around you, this is really good for that. You'll hear this in anime all the time. You'll hear this when guys are speaking. And one day, it'll all start to make sense what they're saying. Maybe. Right, Natsuko-san?
Yes, sure.
And last thing we want to point out in today's lesson.
ありがとう。おかげで目が覚めたよ。
Thank you. Thanks to you, I came to my senses. It literally means your eyes have woken. Your eyes are awake.
Yes.
目が覚める。 But that's the literal meaning. When we take it in context, it means to wake up, snap out of it. So thanks to his friend throwing a bucket of water on him, he's back in the game. He snapped out of it.So this expression, 目が覚める, wake up. It's also used to mean to wake up.
Yes.
Maybe not the actual motion of getting up, but opening your eyes.
Yes.
And being aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are out of time today. So today's grammar point is available inside the PDF, conjugating to the imperative for class 2 verbs and class 3 verbs. With that said, that will do it for today. Stop by JapanesePod101.com. PDF available. So much information inside the Learning Center to bring it all together. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post. Woo!
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。